Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, in this, for those of you who have never heard this one as well, this is where we do a weekly recap from the TruthAboutGuns.com with the editor-in-chief, and his name is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir, or afternoon. I'm confused now because I'm in a new time slot. What time is it? So afternoon?
Yeah, it's afternoon here.
Okay, good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. I need a haircut, but I'm pretty well. How are you?
I saw. Now, do you know who John Adeen is? Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership.
Sounds familiar, but I don't think I've met him.
He found somewhere to get his haircut. That's why I was asking.
Wow. What state is he in?
Is Texas.
Oh, really? They are starting to open here. Mine has not opened, unfortunately, yet.
So, here in South Carolina, they just reopened all the close contact stuff.
I can't wait. I need a buzz badly.
I just need to get back in a gym in the worst way. Anyway, truthaboutguns.com, one of the most prolific websites out there as far as gun news, gun aggregator. Most of it originates there, so it's not really aggregating. But I've always thought this would happen. But once again, Fast and Furious rears up. And this time, Mexico is looking at it saying, what did you guys do with us back then?
Yeah, that's a story that just never died. This started back in 2008.
Yeah.
You know, just a few months after the Obama administration took office. And not too long after that, it blew up in their faces. And we've been dealing with the aftermath ever since.
The thing about this was most of this was everybody, just about every agency I can think of that was a heavy hitter in the executive branch was involved in this, weren't they?
Yeah, it was primarily the ATF's baby. And they facilitated and arranged illegal straw purchases of long guns in border states, and had them moved across the border into Mexico. And we even had dealers back then call the ATF and say, hey, this doesn't look right to me. I think this is a straw purchase, and the ATF ordered some of them to go ahead and make the sale. And then when the whole thing blew up, they went back and tried to prosecute some of those FFLs.
Yeah.
Great guys.
They were, but I mean, the FBI had to be involved in that. They had to okay the sales, right? They had to sign off on that for the background
check. Yeah, I assume they did. I think what happened was, you know, they had people come in as straw purchasers, and they of course passed the background check, and then the FFLs. Spidey senses were tingling, and they could see there was a problem. Somebody buying 5, 10 long guns at a time or something like that, and didn't look right, didn't feel right, and they raised that. And then somehow, I guess when they called that into the FBI or whoever they called that into, they got in touch with the geniuses at the ATF troop who were running this thing, and then the sales were authorized.
Now, the whole reason they did this, right, was to put some more gun control in place for the border state gun shops, to where if they sold more than X amount of guns, they had to do a special alert to the ATF as part of the background check, right?
Of course, when it all blew up and became public, the story that the ATF was trying to sell was, we were just trying to follow these guns through to the cartels and then arrest the people who were responsible. That it turned out once the paperwork was finally disgorged from the Justice Department, it was clear that was never the reason. This was the whole purpose of this was to have guns flow over the border, and then when the guns turned up at crime scenes, the Obama administration and their friends in the media love to call the Iron River of guns that was flowing from the U.S. to Mexico.
Yeah.
They were going to use that as justification for stricter gun laws in the U.S. And they did, in fact, enact border state restrictions, long gun restrictions that were in place for years. Anybody who's buying, I think you were right, I think it was more than three long guns at a time. I don't remember the details of the program now. This was years ago. But there was an extra hold or an extra hurdle they had to go through to actually do that. So it was an interim step. They at least got that in place along the border states, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. When, of course, what they really wanted was stricter gun controls nationwide.
Well, of course, always.
Yes.
Got it. But, I mean, one of their big mess-ups here that is not going to go away that they can't possibly control is they didn't tell the Mexican judiciary what they were doing when they were doing it, did they?
Well, apparently not, and that's really what the current Mexican president wants to know, because his predecessor decided to fight the drug cartels with the military, and that started basically an internal war that has escalated, and the always bad level of violence down there is at a new high, and the Mexican president held a press conference last week, and wants the U.S. to reveal whether they let his predecessor know at the time, either before or during Fast and Furious, what they were doing. He wants to know what his knowledge, basically, what did he know and when did he know it. And then he's also asked for an apology from the United States.
Well, I wonder how far that will go, because they held the number there for, I guess it's just perpetual. They said up to 300 Mexicans have been killed with these guns. And this was back in, 2010, 2011, they were saying this. I'm sure there's been some more killed since then.
Probably. I mean, long ago back in 2018 when the Trump DOJ released a bunch of documents at the time, they directly attributed 69 murders to Fast and Furious guns. And that included U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry.
Right.
So at a minimum, there's that, and I'm sure there's been more, because they lost track of a lot of those guns, because, of course, they never really made any attempt to trace them. And that's one of the reasons why they're asking for an apology. And there's some very good reasons why President Trump might want to do that.
We'll see. Before you tell them, we're coming up on the next break. Before you can tell them, let's talk about those in the next segment if you can. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where Dan does his work. He has a veritable team of writers. They put out 10 to 15 articles a day. And this is when they put out something that says breaking news, trust me, this is really, truly breaking news. This is the kind of news that you'll hear about later, but you won't hear about it before. You'll hear about it at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And we were talking, he was about to tell us about the three things that were going to come out of Fast and Furious. What would those be, sir?
Well, yeah, I, President Trump is the kind of guy to do mea culpas and apologize for the U.S. to everybody who asked for it. But there are three good reasons why he might do something like that in this case. First, Mexico has worked with him on illegal immigration a lot in the last year or so. They've started to patrol their own side of the border to keep migrants away from hopping over the Rio Grande and other parts down there. And even more important, they've started to patrol their own southern border. Remember all those long, fawning CNN stories of the migrant caravans that were starting in, like, Guatemala and going north on, in buses and train cars and all that,
right?
Coming all the way up? Well, he's pretty much put a stop to that. So I'm sure the current Mexican president is in President Trump's good graces that way. Second, if he apologizes, there's no way he's going to apologize about saying, we're sorry for what happened in Fast and Furious and the dead bodies these guns have caused, but that wasn't my fault. It was the Obama administration that did this. The president has been only too happy to take a lot of swings at President Obama himself and the Obama administration recently, since the Michael Flynn documents have been released, because it showed that President Obama himself, along with Mueller and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates at the time, they were all intimately involved in spying on the Trump campaign at the time and pushing the whole Russiagate narrative, which caused the president no end of pain, including the whole board of Mueller investigation. So apologizing would be a way for Trump to blame the whole thing on Obama and take a nice punch at him. Third, there's somebody else in the Obama administration at the time. His name is Joe Biden. He was in the number two chair, and he could, during that, during any kind of apology, tie Biden as well to the Fast and Furious debacle.
Yeah.
And there is, of course, an election coming up, so that would have some benefit to the presumptive nominee.
Well, Biden's got a lot of gas. He's got a lot of baggage coming into this. He got so much baggage. I mean,
there's no shortage of ways people can criticize creepy Uncle Joe.
Shotgun Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Shotgun Joe. But this is just one of them. You could say, hey, look, he was part of that administration, too. And this all happened on his watch.
Yeah, I've noticed that Joe Biden, in the run-up to this, he calls it the Obama-Biden administration, but I don't remember. I've always thought that the president got the only billing of that. The vice president was just sort of there just in case.
And that's, of course, naturally true most of the time. If that vice president is now likely to be your opponent in the upcoming election, you're going to try to tie him to everything that his administration did that
right.
Didn't work out well. politics 101.
Yep. So anyway, that part of it, I fully expected to see somebody go to jail over Fast and Furious. I mean, certainly Holder, the AT, parts of the ATF. I mean, a lot of these guys need to get some new shoes and a new, you know, some chains and some overalls.
That's the other disgusting aspect of this. Really, no one has paid any kind of a price for this. Attorney General Holder lied to Congress. That was proved. And then refused to comply with a subpoena for documents. And was sued by Congress that Obama eventually declared executive privilege to stop all that. But he did lie to Congress, and he then became the first attorney general to be declared in contempt of Congress.
Right.
And the interim head of the ATF at the time, a guy named Ken Melson, was reassigned to another job in the Justice Department. So he was shuffled over. I doubt he lost a dollar's worth of pay. So really nobody lost anything. Nobody was penalized. Nobody lost their job. Nobody, let alone, was charged or went to jail as a result of illegally running guns to Mexican drug cartels.
Hmm. That's... of all the things that I mean, that alone, I see what I think we're going to see coming out of this investigation that's going into this election with the Russians and all the other stuff that they're discovering. Well, you know, Obama knew this, and Obama, I think the Obama administration, who gets out there and says, we were scandal free my entire 8 years I was president.
Yeah.
He's going to, I mean, his scandals are going to make the Watergate affair, the Watergate scandal, look like, you know, Dad's for Donuts morning on, you know, when your kids were in school. I mean, he's got Fast and Furious, and he's got this deep state flare up that he oversaw. So he's got all kinds of stuff happening.
There's a whole list, and if you notice, Trump's tweets now that criticize Obama are now using the hashtag Obamagate. So he's trying to push that as much as he can.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. That's what I like about Trump. We're coming up on the next break. For those of you that haven't ever checked out the truthaboutguns.com, if you are into the Second Amendment, if you're into the guns, if you're into who's carrying what or whatever, you can find all of that at thetruthaboutguns.com. And they don't pay me to say that, by the way. It would be much more floral if they paid me to say it. But the basics are indisputable. Go check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is directing all administration officials to wear masks at all times in the building except when sitting at their own desks. The news comes as two administration officials tested positive to coronavirus in the West Wing last week. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States is leading the way when it comes to testing for coronavirus.
This week, the United States will pass 10 million tests conducted, nearly double the number of any other country. We're testing more people per capita than South Korea, the United Kingdom, France, Japan, Sweden, Finland, and many other countries, and in some cases combined.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 109 points to finish at 24,221. The S&P gained a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ was up 71. This is USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased about 8 cents and now stands at $1.84 as oil prices continue to rebound. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Texas at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration says China is backing hackers and spies as they attempt to steal U.S. research into treatments and vaccines for the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. We've been talking a little bit about Fast and Furious. Let's talk about this Ahmaud Arbery, the murder in Georgia. I've seen that you guys are, now the feds are looking at this as a hate crime.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of hate crimes. Everything that is charged, that a hate crime charge is tacked onto is a crime already. The McMichaels, who I think are in serious legal trouble, have already been charged with murder. What difference does it make to charge them with a hate crime? I've never understood why whatever somebody thinks or feels at the time they commit a crime makes any difference as to severity. If I come up and punch you in the face because I don't like the way you look,
right?
How is it worse if I punch you in the face because because I'm a racist or because I don't like your religion? It's ridiculous. I don't understand the logic here. The McMichaels engaged in extremely questionable behavior at best and have found themselves in jail and charged with murder. I don't understand why the feds need to get involved here.
Well, do you think it's because of the apparent lack of interest in doing anything about it out of the local community?
Well, there was an initial lack of doing anything against the McMichaels. Probably some of that having to do with the fact that the father was a former investigator for the prosecutor in town, if I remember correctly. He was involved in law enforcement somehow or had a relationship with someone in the prosecutor's office. But obviously once the video was released, everybody saw what happened. That all changed, and changed really fast. And all kinds of things have happened ever since. And they've, of course, since been arrested. They've been charged with murder. And there is no doubt that these people are going to be put on trial. While that was true, that for 2 months there was very little interest in doing anything about this, that's not the case anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some people, I don't know what this is about. But we can't do that. Let's not do that. And yeah, let's get rid of that. Phone calls that come in during the radio show. Don't you just hate that? I hate it when that happens. Anyway, there were a lot of people out there trying to make out like they were trying to do a citizen's arrest or something like that. I don't know enough about citizen's arrest. However, I would think that if you have to load up the truck with some guys with guns to go out there and take on one guy, I would think maybe you wait for you observe them and, you know, keep sight of them, get a license tag, see which way they went, what kind of car it was, whatever it is, and then you tell the cops that when they get there, because that's their job.
Exactly. Whatever crime this Mr. Arbery is alleged to have committed, and that's questionable at best from everything I've read. None of it was violent. None of it threatened anybody that I'm aware of.
He had a shoplifting charge, and what was the other charge?
Well, that was in his past.
Yeah.
The McMichael said that he had been seen on some surveillance video around their home. I don't know if just walking around. I don't know if they said he had actually broken in and stolen something. I'm not aware. In any case, it wasn't a violent incident. And if they truly had video evidence of him stealing something from their property, all they had to do is show it to the police and let them take care of it. Yeah. Why they would load up the truck, you know, one in the back and one in the front, and then go stop him out on the road somewhere is totally beyond me, and was bound to result in something bad happening, and that's exactly what resulted.
Now, the other thing that you brought up here recently is that, you know, okay, so you're running up on somebody, and if I'm running up on somebody and they got a shotgun at port arms, and they're like, hey, we want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's probably going to result in a scuffle or two. You don't need a shotgun to talk to me.
I mean, he veered out of the way and tried to go around the truck, and the gentleman with the shotgun moved to get in front of him. There was a car behind him, which I'm not sure, again, all this has not been revealed, and I'm sure it will in the fullness of time, but there was a car behind him, the car where that was taking the video. I don't know if they were working, if whoever was driving that car was working with the McMichaels and trying to cut off any escape if he had turned around and gone the other way. But it was just a debacle. From the beginning, a whole lot of very bad decisions on the part of the two McMichaels, the father and the son, and now I think they stand an excellent chance of not seeing the light of day again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for all of those, I know that some people are out there trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. I get that. I understand it. But there's some things you just don't do as a concealed carrier. Now, if, you know, like if somebody snatches one of your children, yeah, you chase that person. If somebody's running at an orphanage with multiple Molotov cocktails, well, you go ahead and play a little connect the dots set up on his back to keep him from killing innocent people. But if he's just running down the road and everything, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't go looking for trouble. And these people weren't concealed carrying. This guy was carrying openly. At least the one with the shotgun was. I don't know how the one in the bed of the truck with the handgun was carrying. I don't know if that was openly or not, but it was clearly menacing enough to Mr. Harberry that as to raise his internal alarms. And it certainly would have raised mine. You know, if somebody stopped their truck in front of me with a shotgun and said, "Hey, we want to talk to you."
Well, I mean, when I go ride a bike, I mean, I've got a little rig that I carry a gun on me. So anybody wanting to stop me in the middle of my bike ride, well, it isn't going to be free. But I guess we'll have to wait and see how this goes. Although, man, I'll ask you this when we get to the other side. I don't want to ask you this right now just because... Just because I don't want to, because you'll try to answer. But I do have the two. I'm going to bring up one thing that I've heard about this particular incident. And I'm also, let's talk a little bit more about the Supreme Court.
Because
some people are coming in on that, some of that Supreme Court stuff sort of at a bad angle, I do believe. But the truthaboutguns.com, it is a website that delivers everything within the spectrum of gun ownership, whether it's politics or what are you carrying or how do you carry it, that kind of thing. Check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, where he is the editor-in-chief. Have you heard anybody talking about who filmed that and whether they should be charged with anything?
I did. The person, and fortunately I don't have that system in my head, the person came forward who released that video, and he apparently released it because there was speculation that the McMichaels, you know, had acted questionably. And he released that apparently to clear that up and to make it and to prove that the McMichaels didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Well, I don't know if this guy was wearing rose-colored glasses or what, but no dispassionate observer was going to view that and see the McMichaels as just a couple of people who were defending themselves in that situation. So, and I unfortunately, I don't recall his name, and I don't know whether or not he has not been charged with anything yet. I assume he was the person in the car behind Mr. Arbery, but whether he... You know, the investigation is going to have to play out, and I'm sure that the prosecutor will decide whether he has any legal liability as well.
So
let's charge him.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court.
Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of people writing articles regarding all that stuff where they're saying that the Supreme Court sided with New York City.
No, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, I mean, the people that are writing this, though, okay, and you know who some of them are. I mean, Arbeless Quarrel is one.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are writing this, one of the problems I have with this is that it comes down to this. If we're going to sit out there and say, listen, you should interpret the Second Amendment literally as it is written, then how are, when these guys are looking at something literally and they're considering some sort of a action against something where they take the law back and it doesn't exist anymore, shouldn't they literally be looking at that too? I mean, that you got to take the good with the bad. That's the whole rights thing, right?
Yes. Now, there's no question as to what the motivation was of the city of New York and the state in changing the law. They obviously did it to sidestep the Supreme Court and get them to declare the case moot. And the reason they did that is they made the reasoned judgment, and it wasn't just the city and state, everybody who was looking at the case judged that the Supreme Court had a virtually ideal case to use to strike down the city's law and to potentially expand gun rights if they decided to apply strict scrutiny. Well, the only question was, after they repealed the law and made it moot, and they did make it moot, the question was whether the court was going to sit still for such an obvious ploy and an obvious attempt to short-circuit a decision. Sadly, they did. And it wasn't just Roberts, who people worry is a squish. Kavanaugh did, too. And I think they made the intellectually honest appraisal that, yes, unfortunately, the case is now moot. But as Kavanaugh made clear in his decision or in his notes to his reasoning, he said, I hope that this means that we're going to immediately take up another or maybe more than one pending Second Amendment case, because there are at least 10 of them out there that are excellent candidates. So, no, they did not find for the city. They did not take the city's side.
Well, I know that, but at the same time, I see these things that get written, and I know some people look at this. There's some people like the readers that the truth about guns are quite the they're pretty good at critical thinking, and they don't worry too much about what something is written. They may use that purely as one of those things where they can see a topic to talk about, but then they get out there and they talk about it. And they're not falling for everything they read, but at the same time, there's some people that will look at that and say, oh my, look at that. Well, they're doing that, so we should hate them for this, or we should mobilize for that. And I just hate all that mobilizing for the wrong fight, you know?
I agree. And it was definitely disappointing that the court came down and basically let the city get away with killing the law, because everybody knew why they did it, and it was a very cynical maneuver. And everybody hoped that the conservatives on the court would overlook the mootness and go ahead and rule on the law anyway, because of the transparency of what they were doing. That it wouldn't be the first time they have done that kind of thing in the past. Why they didn't hear, I'm not clear. I'm not an attorney. But again, characterizing this as the justices having taken the city side just isn't accurate.
Well, I look at that stuff and I saw that today on another site, and I was like, why did you write that? I was going to call somebody and say, what are you guys doing? But, you know,
yeah.
I decided not to. And the thing about this is that we don't really know what's going on in their heads. We can sit back and speculate and everything, but I'm almost certain it had nothing to do with getting together and saying, well, we're going to come out with that New York City point of view, and this is what we're going to do with this. And
I'm almost certain
that was not the case, because didn't a lot of the justices get sort of upset when they changed the law, like, oh, so you don't want us to see this, uh-huh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and then they noted that Gorsuch and Alito and Thomas noted that in their decision as to the mootness, and they said, "Look, it's obvious that why they did it, and that's why they voted against declaring the case moot." So, yeah.
So anyway, I find that kind of stuff. Now, have you had anybody write about that in that particular perspective at Truth About Guns, or?
We have. have. And in fact, we have one reader who's an attorney here in Austin, a good friend of mine, who's a member of the Supreme Court Bar. And we actually paid for him to attend the arguments back in December when the court, when the case was heard at the Supreme Court. He was there. And he's written extensively about all that for us. He's a great resource.
Yep. Anyway, that kind of thing. When I see that stuff, with all the stuff that the media does anyway, if gun owners were to actually just sort of coalesce and become of one mind, couldn't we pretty much run the country?
Yeah, but that's what, kind of like herding cats. We're like any big group.
Well, we're all alphas. We're all alphas.
Yeah, and we're just any group that is as big as we are, and depending on who you talk to, 80 to 120 million people, we're all over the board. And people have different views on every subject. It's hard to corral us all.
Well, before we run out of time, go check out thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan has to ply his trade out of Austin, Texas, where the streets are paved with marijuana and unicorn tears. And so he's sort of the odd duck hanging out there around there and everything else. But as far as breaking news on the topic, as far as whether it's about gun politics or who's carrying what or how to carry this or, gun reviews, whatever it is, up-to-date news, minute by minute, on time, thetruthaboutguns.com is where to go. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, Stephen Stambalea, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.